This is a podfic of the work No Time Warring by Nat Brianna, read by Daisy Divergence. This work has not been rated, and the author has chosen not to use archive warnings. The fandom is she loves to cook and she loves to eat. Relationship Kasuga / Nomoto. Additional tags for food poisoning, fandom wank, no beta, we die like Kasuga's relationship with her family, and food kink. Summary. Kasuga and Nomoto watch a movie and talk. One hour and 40 minutes passed where no one said anything as the events of No Time Mori unfolded on screen. It was another one of Yako-san's movie recommendations, which she had described as one of those movies that's supposed to be artistic because the story was told in a non-linear manner with frequent uses of juxtaposition. The online discourse, she had said, was mostly around the big crowning sex scene, which was itself built around one member of a lesbian couple eating sushi off the other's naked body as foreplay, and had been particularly contentious. Various camps had formed around lashing out at each other about how gross the whole thing was, or was not. Some people were claiming that the whole thing was a fetishist mess, while some people proclaimed it as the high art, hateable only by homophobes, and God help you if you were a gay person who hated it. The middle group, such as it was, thought it was decent, but not worth wasting 50 pounds of sushi supplies and sickening the actresses. So, of course, Nomoto and Kasuga had to watch while eating sushi, just not off each other. Finally, they looked at each other for a moment before Nomoto turned to Kasuga and said, "What did you think of the movie?" "I think it would have been better as a short film," Kasuga said as she stood up and grabbed the dirty dishes. It was an answer that technically counted as an intellectual response to the question, even though something about it felt unsatisfying. Trying again, she followed Kasuga into the kitchen area and asked, "So you, wouldn't want to try something like that?" "I would not." "Oh, really?" "Well, I think there are many couples who could comfortably engage in such actions. I don't think the couple in the movie was one of them." Seeing Nomoto's expression, she continued, "Something about the eating and the subsequent sex scene felt perfunctory. Like it was happening because the script said it was going to happen, and not because it was mutually agreed upon activity. Meanwhile, the woman who was being eaten off of seemed uncomfortable the whole time, and something about the preparation for the final dinner scene seemed desperate. The whole film felt like two people who were incompatible at a foundational level, trying to stay together beyond common sense because they were as annoyed as they were with each other. They were more terrified of being alone." They paused for a bit. "Aren't you worried or afraid of us reaching that point?" "I am not," Kasuga said, wrapping her arms around Nomoto. "You might be concerned that we might become like the couple in the movie because of the presentation of the dishes or what we do or don't do after eating them. I don't think we need to worry about that because we make efforts to actually solve our problems as they arise. Either way, I don't think it's worth wasting all of those sushi ingredients." "Right?"
sushi? Do you believe in sushi?
Do you believe in sushi?
Sushi, sushi.
Reader's notes. Thank you to Nabriana for having permission to podfic this work. I really appreciate it. And anybody out there who's still listening, please go back and consider leaving kudos and comments for the original author. Thank you for listening.